I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. It's estimated that 25% of all pediatric eye injuries occur from sports and recreation activities and equipment. To talk about preventing these eye injuries is Dr. Edward Wilson. He's a professor of ophthalmology and pediatrics, and he's the Miles Endowed Chair at the Storm Eye Institute at MUSC. Dr. Wilson, what are the most common eye injuries in children related to sports or recreation?
Well, thank you, Bobby. The more serious eye injuries are related to projectiles, like BBs and pellet guns and darts and rocks and things. Those cause more blinding injuries. The sports-related injuries are the most common, but they're less serious and more preventable.
Tell us more about the projectile injuries, the BBs and those kinds of things that can actually cause blindness. What can we do as parents to prevent these injuries?
It's really a matter of training and coaching and safety. Proper handling, making sure that these BB guns and pellet guns are being handled by kids who are old enough to be responsible with them.
And let's talk a bit about the sports-related eye injuries. Typically, what are those sports-related injuries from?
Well, a common sport for youth eye injuries is baseball. The most common is being hit by the ball. Organized sports now are usually requiring the helmet for the batter. But we know we see a lot of eye injuries from the baseball in people who are not at bat, and they're out in the field or they're running the bases.
And what's the solution there?
Well, we still think that eye protection will gradually be required in those sports, no matter whether you're batting or not.
And for parents who are concerned to minimize these eye injuries, is that a good place to start?
It is a good place to start. And they need to recognize that just wearing regular glasses and contacts is not enough, that the eyes are commonly injured in sports, and that relates to basketball and racket sports as well. Once the kids get used to wearing eye protection, then it's more expected.
What can you suggest for parents with kids of all ages as far as making a family plan to reduce the eye injuries both from recreation and also from sports in their family?
It's really just a recognition that the eyes are easily injured and that they should be aware of safety and eye protection whenever they're doing a recreational activity that has some risk to it.
And Dr. Wilson, what about success stories or positive things that are happening in youth sports to prevent eye injuries?
Well, it's been well publicized that hockey face protectors have saved society $10 million a year in countless injuries. Women's lacrosse, they've done a great job. I think in general, the organizations that run youth sports have done a very good job. Baseball face shields for the batter and football masks for youth sports. In many ways, they're doing more to prevent those eye injuries than even in the professional ranks.
Dr. Wilson, thank you for this information about preventing childhood eye injuries from sports and recreation.
You're welcome.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.